Blog Talk Radio.
God answers that prayer.
I put prayer on the screen there. What did I say about prayer?
Number one, James 5:16-18 in King James Version. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 17, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain.
Is that your phone, Megan?
No.
It's mine.
It's somebody.
It's mine. Oh, there you go. My zipper. Okay. Go ahead, please.
And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, verse 18, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit.
The Bible tells us right there in James chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, how important. I might do it, making this noise. For this might make this noise. You know, I don't like noise. Like, but it tells us about how important a fervent prayer is. Mm. Now, honey, look up the word effectual. You got your phone there? What does that mean?
Effectual?
Yes. Tell me what Google had to say. My wife's looking it up. I might get beat her. Let me see.
Typical of something inanimate or abstract. Successful in producing a desired or intended result.
Say that again.
Typical of something inanimate or abstract. Successful in producing a desired or intended result. Effective. Effective, successful, productive, constructive.
Woo! Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Effectual. And I was looking at, it says the prayers of a righteous man. Mm-hmm. The effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the word effectual means, right?
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot. It says, what do you say? Something inanimate?
Typically, it's something inanimate or abstract. It means successful in producing a desired or intended result.
When you're sincere with God, when you're totally sincere, God works, but he answers. Just for everyone that's listening,
mm-hmm.
Not just you and I. If anyone listening tonight, are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If you get serious with God, he will get serious with you. The word fervent, what it says? Fervent. What's a fervent prayer?
Fervent. Having or displaying a passionate intensity.
That's when you're really serious with God, he gonna answer. God will answer if you get serious with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a time that God will not answer. Never gonna be a time that God won't answer. Somebody said, I've been praying. Pastor, I ain't heard nothing. Let me change that. Ain't no such thing that you can pray. Let me change this. I don't know what it is. What is that doing? Okay. I changed his mics. It's still doing it, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me cut this other mic off then. Amen. There's never be a time with God that you pray and God don't answer you. There's the reason. You know what it was?
What it was?
The phone line. Glory to God. But there'll never be a time that you can be serious with the Lord and the Lord won't answer you. Did you know that?
Amen. Oh, yeah.
He always answers.
That's right.
When you're serious with God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about shucking and jiving. I'm talking about when you're showing up serious with God.
Right.
The Bible says he'll answer you. Let's look at something else. Number two, what I say?
The act of praying or of asking a favor, earnest request or entreaty. Hence, a petition or a memorial addressed to a court or a legislative body. Their meek prayer, trust.
Listen, when you call, when you get, I mean, you know, get serious with God,
okay,
he going to answer. Elijah prayed, and it didn't rain for 3 years. And he prayed again, then it rained. Because God answers a sincere prayer. What does it say about number three? What does it say?
The act of addressing supplication to a divinity.
A divinity. And God is our divinity.
Especially to the true God.
The true God.
The offering of adoration, confession, supplication, and thanksgiving to the supreme being.
Whenever you do that, seriously to God, saints, you out there tonight, you might say, well, Pastor Stockton, I've been praying, nothing happened. I'm telling you, don't stop praying. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Keep on believing. And what's God? I'm telling you, watch him show up. The Bible says the fervor. I mean, the when you get sincere with God, when you really get genuine with God,
mm-hmm,
when you the effectual fervent prayer always gets God's attention, and he always answers. Let me switch mics back now. Just again. Okay. I'm back on the other mic. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it was? It was the telephone making that noise. But anyway, thanks to God. When you get real with God, anytime you are serious with God, I'm talking to someone tonight that needs help. Honey, there's someone that really needs help tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell them it's not too late.
Mm-mm.
God can fix it.
Exactly.
Well, what would you say to someone tonight? Maybe they've been praying and it seemed like ain't nothing happened. What would you say?
Keep on praying. It says the effectual fervent means passionate, intense, wholehearted, avid, perseverance.
When you put everything in it.
Yes.
Put your whole heart in it.
Yes, wholeheartedly.
And your mind, your body, your soul.
Yes.
And you get genuine with God.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to answer the prayer.
Right.
God said he has no respect to person.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't love one over the other.
Mm-hmm.
He said, whosoever will, right, let him come.
Right.
Come without money and come without price.
Exactly.
You may be broke tonight. You may not have a job. I mean, maybe there's some people that's going through.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to feel like that you've been left out, that you've been overlooked, that you've been cast down. You know, like some people like they want to push you aside.
Yeah.
God hasn't pushed you aside.
No.
You can connect with him tonight.
Exactly.
On this night. Hey, let's go back over here. Number three said the act of addressing
supplication to a divinity.
To a divinity.
Especially to the true
to
God.
To the true God.
The offering of adoration.
And when you show adoration to God.
Confession.
And you confess. God, I need your help.
Yes.
I cannot do it. When God, you know what? That really gets God's attention. When you admit that you need help.
Yes.
He loves, just like a man. He loves a real man. He loves it when his wife does for him. And a real woman, she loves it when her husband does for her.
That's right.
You know, when you come back and I've done something that, and you say, oh, thank you so much.
Amen.
You do something, I go, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the same way with God. Same way. Now, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 through 46. Father, bless your word tonight. Bless my wife. Bless myself. Bless the audience, the hearers, that they may hear, understand, and that we may speak clearly, exactly as your word said. under the anointing of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Save tonight and forgive for sin is my prayer, Father. Honey, read 1 Kings 18:41. King James Bible.
And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
The man had prayed, and he knew God was going to hear. He knew God heard him. See, when you know that, look what it says in the next verse.
So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees.
Now, wait a minute. He had already told Ahab to go ahead. So Elijah knew God was going to hear him before he asked.
Right.
See that when God knows that you and I care about him that much and that we respect him that much, that there goes my child. He's acknowledging me.
Right.
You know, like we got several children. But there's always that one or two children that always gets mom and dad's attention. And they say, well, but the reason is that one or two, or whoever it is, child, they got that special recognition, that special submission, that special awe toward that parent. It's not that the parent loves them any better, but they got that somehow or another, come on in, spirit.
Exactly.
Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
And you got several children, but you know how it is. There's always that one or two. It seems like they're the most humblest.
Right.
And it's not that you don't love all of them, but that one you'll go the extra mile for.
Right.
And that's the way God is.
Amen.
Once the Lord see that you and I are genuine and that we really love him, and then we put nobody in front of him, he goes that extra mile. He goes that extra mile. And he does things that is beyond human comprehension.
True.
There's someone going through something now, and you don't see no way, humanly speaking, that it can be corrected. But God can. And he said he wants you to trust him.
Amen.
I want you to believe that he is who he says he is, and that he can do what he says he can do. That's what God's looking for. So Elijah already knew it was going to rain before he asked God, because he told Ahab to get yourself together, it's going to rain. Now look what happened in verse 43. What does it say?
And it said to his servant, go up now. Look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times.
Wait, see, that's where a lot of people don't get the prayers answered. Honey, when they don't see the manifestation instantly or immediately, they feel, well, God didn't hear me. And God ain't going to do it. But Elijah told his servant to go look. And the servant said, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing happening. I don't have no job. My rent's not being paid. The landlord gave me a dispossession. I got a repossession. Notice that they're going to take my car back.
My Lord.
And you give up. But Elijah told him to go again how many times?
7 times.
Go 7 more times.
He sure did.
See, 7 is the number of completion. When you learn to obey God, take what I say. Don't try to be a know-it-all. But just do what the Word says.
Right.
Elijah could have said, well, you ain't nothing. Now I'll wait another day. But no, he said, go back 7 times. Seven times. The verse says in verse 44.
And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea.
Just a small, some evidence.
Like a man's hand.
It's and not, honey, it's right. not the full manifestation yet.
Right.
Of the rain.
Yeah.
But Elijah knew from what he said that the rain was getting ready to come.
Come on now. Yeah.
He said, behold what?
Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand.
It didn't look like much.
Right.
Some of you have been listening to me for a long time and other preachers, and you've been going through. But tonight, I'm trying to give you some hope. Get a glimpse of hope right here.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of hope. And before tomorrow's over, you will have your blessing.
Thank you.
You know, we read, what was it, Amos 9:13?
Mm-hmm.
That God will bless you so fast, your head will swim.
My Lord.
I hear somebody tonight, and look, I'm not asking you to just give me no money. No. If you feel like you want to sow into the ministry, yes. But I'm not. If you don't give me a dime, I'm telling you that your blessing is about to come forth now. It's like a woman when the water breaks.
Come on.
It's about, the baby's about to come.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many centimeters it is, but all I know it is the baby's about to come.
Come on now.
And I'm telling you tonight, if you can get faith in Jesus Christ and God Almighty, you can receive what I'm saying now. It may not look like much, but when the servant came back and told me, Elijah, I see a cloud about what?
I see a cloud out of the sea like a man's king.
That's all I see.
All I see.
And he said, go up what?
He said, go up. Say unto Ahab.
Go tell Aaron, Ahab, get your chariot ready.
Say thy chariot and get thee down.
Look, God is telling somebody tonight, go back to that bank again. They turn you down, go back. That car lot, turn you down, go back. You're trying to buy that home. Reapply. God's going to do it for you, but you got to believe it. He is a supernatural.
Yes, Lord.
Of all powerful God.
He can.
Our God is not limited. There's no restriction that can hold him down.
Mm-hmm.
There's no barriers. He said, go up, sail the Ahab. Prepare thy chariot. And what?
And get thee down.
Get down. What?
That the rain stop thee not.
The rain coming.
Yes.
Because I prayed. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
You didn't get it last week. You don't have it this morning. You didn't get it this afternoon. But I'm telling you now, I believe God. And it's on its way.
Yes.
You know what I've seen, honey?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people tell me no. Just like this building we're sitting in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And 2016, I think it was April the 19th, the man told me, well, Pastor Starks, we want to inform you that we changed our mind. We're going to let someone else have it.
Right.
But that's what he said. But God wasn't finished.
Thank you.
And God has the last say.
Mm-hmm.
See, anytime you are, have a fervent prayer before God.
Right.
Expect the supernatural to happen.
Thank you,
Jesus. What, in 1990, when the man, no, it was in 1989, was getting ready to buy 509 Evergreen. And one of the brothers had told me, I'm going to give you $50,000, Pastor, when you get ready to buy. And then when God spoke to me, and I spoke with the owner that was selling the property, and got him to agree, I told the brother that was supposed to give me $50,000, guess what? He said, what? I said, man, the man going to let us down the building. He jumps up and says to me, well, Pastor, I'm an ex-Marine. Yep, I was in the United States Marine Corps. And you know they taught us to go by our gut feeling. And Pastor, I want to let you know that I got a gut feeling it's not time for us to get this building. You know what I did, sweetheart? I jumped up from my desk, pointed my finger at him and said, you know what? You got the wrong gut. Because God told me he going to give me this building. Now, see, I'm telling you all, you got to learn to trust God, not man. The word of God says, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. You can't let nobody take you down from that. God's word says so. And when God gives you a confirmation, Elijah had a confirmation. He knew that God had answered him. How did he know? Because God revealed it to him, and he told Ahab, get in your chariot, and you better head for the hills. Because the rain is about to come. I'm preaching to somebody. I'm trying to tell somebody. Look what he said. Get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. God is about to do it. Look what he says in the next verse. What did he say?
And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rose and went to Jezreel.
Saints, are y'all listening to me? I'm telling someone this evening, the best is in front of you. It's just about to happen.
Gee.
I know you've been toiling and you've been struggling. But your toiling and struggling days are about over.
Thank you.
God has given me to do something magnificent, something that is beyond your own comprehension. Your own comprehension. I want to just play this song right here, right now. KJ, I'm seeing I put it on for you right now. I like that song. I like this song. I mean, I like this song. Let's see, did I do it? Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Let's see. Look at that. Did God hear you? You ever felt like God didn't hear you? You ever felt like, well, maybe, you know, my prayers in vain? You can't give up.
Amen.
You've got to stay in the race, man. Winners don't quit, and quitters can't win.
That's right.
You got to stay in there. It's rough, but remember your prayer is an effectual prayer because you're real, and it's fervent. It's a prayer that God hears. You are living holy. Why shouldn't God hear you? There has to be some perch for living holy. Not you living in any kind of way. You don't look God to hear you. But you're doing what God tells you. You're obeying his word. You're laying down that plate. You're fasting. And you're praying. You're doing people the way you want to be done. You're not trying to start fights. You're trying to keep peace. your prayer will be heard. You said, well, Pastor, you don't know how sick I am. No, I don't know how sick you are. But I know a God that is bigger than anything that you're going through.
Amen.
You know what? We start praying about the problems. We need to pray, tell our problems about our God.
Yes, Lord.
No, you tell your, Lord, help me, help me. No, tell your problems. I'm a child of God, and God is my master. And I believe by faith that you got to leave me alone. God is, honey, did you get what I said?
Yeah.
We tell our problems about God, but we pray to God, ask him to help us, but we need to tell them problems who we serve.
That's right.
Do you know who I serve? Do you know what? It's like, what was it? I don't know how many years ago, but the federal government went on furlough. You remember before they went on furlough?
Yeah.
And everybody was so elated because they were working for the government. Mm-hmm. And then the government went on furlough. Yeah. Remember that? And they were disappointed. But I got news for you. Your God don't go on furlough. Our God is a right now God. He said, I'll never leave you.
No.
I will never forsake you.
No.
He said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. Let me see, can I get this phone? Praise the Lord. God bless you. Hello. Okay, see, can you hear me now? Hello, Joe. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, go ahead.
That Elijah got in that particular case was an apples to apples prayer. In other words, he's talking, he got the answers, asking for rain, he got rain. Now, would you put most prayer in that category where you're going to get back in the same category as what you're putting forth? Or would something maybe come that would be slightly from left field from your request?
No, not left field. See, that's why I said a prayer for a prayer.
A prayer for a prayer.
Yeah, you got to be specific with God.
Okay.
And see, look for a specific answer. If you gave God, if you asked God for a healing, why is God going to give you a Volkswagen?
Okay.
Or if you're asking God for, I mean, is your means, capabilities, to pay for a house, and you ask God for a house, why would he give you an apartment?
Okay.
You first need to have your, see, Elijah knew that God heard him. Mm-hmm. And he told Ahab, well, come down because it's going to rain.
Right.
Now, remember, it had not rained in 3 years. But the reason it had not rained, because the same Elijah had asked God to hold the rain back.
Yep.
He was specific. He specified what he wanted.
Yes.
And that's what we need to do. That's very important.
More with the apples to apples theory.
Yes, yes. See, the scripture said, an effectual prayer. An effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avail as much.
Exactly.
Now, if that's not true, then it's got to be a lie.
Yeah.
There's nothing in between truth and a lie. Because God doesn't,
in between.
Nothing in between. It's either true or it's a lie. And God doesn't lie.
Mm-mm.
He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. Neither am I the son of man that I have to repent. Isn't that what God said?
Right.
So we got to believe that. And there are some people that's listening this evening that their prayers seemingly has been held up. But the prayers have been held up. Their faith have given out.
Mm.
You see, God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, it doesn't mean that for me right now, why would I pray, God, I need a jet plane? I have no need for it.
Well, you wouldn't be able, you wouldn't have the skills to fly a jet plane.
That's number one. And number two, I don't have the finance to pay for the fuel and the repairs. So it would be, I mean, some people use these, now if God told you that, then that's something different. It's like when God told me, the man that had that building in New York, he wanted $200,000 for it. I had no credit. So I called him and God told me to tell the man to sell it to me for what he wanted, but he owed the mortgage with no interest. Now, that is almost ridiculous. But I called the man. I told him exactly what God said. I didn't add to it. He said, you've got to be crazy. That's what he said to me. I said, well, I only told you what God said. And as you might have heard me earlier, one of my members that had money at the time had promised me that when I got ready to buy that building, he was going to donate $50,000. And so the owner called me back the next day, and he said, how much can you pay down? And so I was counting on that owner, I mean that member that had the money. I said, I got $50,000. But guess what? He didn't give me not one cent. Not a dime. Not one penny.
Right.
But God supernaturally touched that man's heart. He let me have it for the $200,000. And at the time of the closing, I only needed $1,700 to give him. So God did that. So there are exceptions that God does things that's beyond our comprehension that happen to be one of mine. But God didn't tell me to get a jet plane. God didn't tell me to go build a building jets and new planets. He said they built that building jet free. I mean, debt free. Not a dime did they owe.
Well, have you ever thought of wanting a jet plane?
No.
No.
Not really. Not really.
Okay.
It's never come across my mind. And the same thing, I would love to have a building. I would love, this building we have is on 2.5 acres of land. We do have seven, eight houses right there.
Mm-hmm.
8 houses down here. And they're paid for. But Joe, I would love to have a 200-acre ministry. But I don't have it. And God did not tell me that. He told me to be faithful over what he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the talents? One man had 5 talents. God gave him. One had 2 talents. One had 1. Well, I have more than 1, so I'm trying to be effective with this 2 talents that I got.
Okay, so and then you don't want to beat yourself up for not having 5 talents.
No, why am I going to be upset? Because I'm not doing what someone else is doing.
Right.
That's what this broadcast is about. Someone listening tonight, they are really God's child. God really do love them. And God is not ignoring them. But maybe they are asking for things that is not feasible, not even reasonable. Maybe some people ask it, it's like, Joe, it's like if you're trying to buy a house and you got 10 credit cards already loaded down, well, you need to get rid of some of that debt first.
Yeah, well, sometimes people, their immediate reaction to hearing somebody's got something, they say, well, why don't I have that? But then they don't think, hey, what I want this way. But I want a construction company because then I'd have to manage it. Then I'd have you get the money, but it's a big portion of your time and effort that you may not want to divert to that.
There's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And any successful person, they have to put up, there was and there is a sacrifice to get where they are. Now, they may be doing okay today. But they weren't always. Nobody builds a building from the top. I don't care how large, even the Empire State Building, it was not built from the top down. It was built from the bottom up. We all have to come from the bottom. But that doesn't mean that God won't help us.
Right.
I learned one thing about ministry maybe 40 years, 30 years ago, that I can't compare myself with nobody else. I just have to be me and take little small steps as I go and stand on the word, and the word always manifests itself.
Well, you're just trying to make a contribution, basically.
Yes, sir.
Huge one, it may be a medium one, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, but it's like, even in a sense, the widow's mite was a contribution.
Yes, may not seem much to anyone else.
Yeah.
But Jesus said it was a whole lot. So.
Yeah. Also, the other thing is, if you guys could check into, I want to see if I can get that North Carolina affiliate radio on the Amazon Alexa is what I'm using.
Okay.
So if you can check into that for me, and I'll call you back after the show Friday.
Okay, good. Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, have a good one.
All right, I'll see you. All right.
Honey,
yes.
It is so important that we learn to, just because God didn't do it today.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's not going to get done.
Exactly.
But sometimes we're asking for something that is way beyond our means.
Amen.
So why would God give it to me?
Exactly.
If it's beyond my means.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to bring no glory to God. You don't bring glory to God by getting something and losing it. How do you bring glory to God like that? But you bring glory to God when God give you something and you're able to maintain it.
Yeah.
And able, like we was able to see, well, how many people you could think of Thanksgiving?
I said about
70 to 80 people.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
We was able to feed, say, 70 to 80 people Saturday, I mean, Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt us.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there was in the band loads come from the shelter. All right. One brother called me yesterday. They was in the street, and God made a way. See, I asked God for the money to be able to do that.
Yep.
We didn't have about, if there was 100 people, it was jobs.
Yeah.
But we was able to take care of them.
Yep.
Why would God give me $1 million just to do that? It's ridiculous. But He did supply the need.
Yes,
and that's what we're telling people tonight.
Yes,
he will supply your need.
Yes,
look at the next verse. Verse 46, what does it say?
And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
The hand of God was on Elijah, even though Ahab was already gone on his animal. Here God is touching Elijah, and he outran him.
Yes.
Did you see that?
That
he made it there before Ahab did.
Mm-hmm.
Because God was with him. And that's what I want to say to people tonight. God can make you do extraordinary things.
Okay.
Things that's beyond your own imagination. God can do things that you never dreamed of. God has opened doors for us, honey, that I never thought He would open up.
Amen.
I mean, places. Just like we met a man today by the name Max. I think he's in Florida. He's getting ready to do something for us.
Yeah.
Now, here's a man I've never seen in my life.
Yeah.
But yet and still, God connected me with him.
Mm-hmm.
And look what's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, God can do things.
He can do things.
I mean, saints. You that's listening to me tonight, please understand that you are important to God.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You are important to God.
Yes,
but you got to be made up your mind that I'm going to go to the end.
That's right.
I ain't going to give up. Listen to Kenny. I'm going to play Kenny again. Listen. It's another one in song.
Lord, I'm on a mission, and I won't turn around. I'm gonna keep on pressing my way
Keep on. You can't give up, saints. You cannot give up. Honey, they can't give up. It's hard sometimes. Listen. My choir used to sing a song. And Marlo used to sing it. It gets hard sometimes. And Marlo used to say that when he was young. It gets hard sometimes. It gets hard sometimes. But you can't give up. You got to make your mind up. Make your mind up, saints. You can make it. Don't give up. Listen, Friday's going to be my last broadcast on this station. But we're going to still be broadcasting every week and every day. You can get us on the internet. You can go out. Just get an address to the internet, baby.
www.tkinson.org for our website, or livestream.com/tkinson509, or blogtalkradio.com/tkinson.
We are there for you. Plus, you can call my prayer line 24 hours a day. Amen. My wife made some beautiful cards here. Amen. For me, some different cards. And the telephone number is on the back, 252-689-6172. And that's the church. And my personal number is 252-214-0799. Either one of those numbers, you can call it 24 hours a day, and we'll be there to pray with you. But tonight, remember, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and it avails much for you. I don't care who you are. An effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person, God always answers that prayer. He answers it. Don't let nobody tell you that he doesn't. See, you know, honey, people say, oh, I tried that church thing, it don't work. Look, don't be that no man.
Oh, I tried.
Let them say what they want to say.
Oh, I tried.
It don't make no difference. Let them say what they want to say. It don't have no change. God is not regulated by your neighbor's unbelief.
No, he's not.
And God is not even influenced by someone else's negativity.
No.
You understand that?
Nope, he does not.
Look, it doesn't. God doesn't get upset with me because someone say, Lonnie ain't right.
No.
God doesn't withhold your blessings because someone say, you don't deserve it.
No.
God don't. You know what? You let somebody pray against you all they want to. Somebody, I remember one time this man said to me, well, you know, the foxes get anything they want. It's not like that. God is no respecter person.
He is.
It's not the stances. It's faith. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, he that believeth that I am, that I am. He that believeth that God is, must. If you want God to do, you got to believe.
Mm-hmm.
See, the key is to believe, huh?
I believe.
I mean, you might be that. You know, I read this book, I was encouraging a book from this guy, and it says these two guys have been condemned to death,
mm-hmm,
and placed in a dungeon,
right,
to die, to spend eternity. And one of the young gents said to the other, he said, you know what, man, it's all over for us, I will forget it. And the other guy said, well, you know what, that's what you said, but I'm waiting on McDonald's over. Because I don't want to get me a cheeseburger.
Amen.
You know what? It depends on how you look at it. It's like somebody give you a glass of water. A half full. Oh, man, it's half full. Someone else can get the same glass and say, oh, my God, it's almost full. Well, God says half empty. Sure. It depends on how you look at it. And God honors you how you value him. How much value do you put on God?
Yeah.
We talked about the other night how Elijah had killed the prophets of Baal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, those that watched saw it.
Yeah.
And they understood how, when Elijah prayed, how God sent fire down from heaven and consumed the sacrifice and licked the water up in the trenches.
Yeah.
And they was amazed. Still, rather than being critical and being doubtful, learn to glean.
Yes.
Learn to glean from someone's success.
Yep.
It's like, okay, people go around here running their mouth about this person and that person, destroying them, destroying that person. Listen, keep your mouth off God's anointing. You don't know, listen, just because you it ain't happened for you, it don't mean that God not blessing somebody else.
Right.
You know, we came down here. I think you came down here during the flood. What was it?
Matthew.
I hadn't been down here. And you met a man named what? Deacon what? Ellis. Caucasian man.
Yep.
You gave him my number.
Mm-hmm.
He called me. We started communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Did I know Deacon Ellis? No. I was living in New York, had never seen him. He had never seen me. But he's a man of God. We clicked. And when I came down here, over the first 6 months, Deacon Ellis was right here in this church. He's the one that got their new carpet in the dining room, put a brand new ceiling in the church, and not the church, in the conference. No, yeah, that is the dining room. Yeah, all that.
Yep.
Kitchen, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything brand new. Who would have believed that? This man would have worked diligently for a black man to help him get all that done. And what's his name? That dude of plumbing? Not the plumbing, the electrical.
Oh,
Henry. Mr. Hemphy. Never met him before in my life. Mr. Hemphy put all the electrical sockets in there. And then went out to my house in Belvoir and wired that up. Remember that?
Yeah.
Look. Don't tell me God can't bless you and won't bless you, but you got to stop being negative and fearful and see fear. God said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. I mean, God did something last week that I wasn't even expecting him to do. I told you this first. I don't think they're going to join that church. And last Sunday, they come. I want you to remember that? Just last Sunday. God will do things that is beyond your understanding. But all he wants you to do is trust him. Do you hear me? All God wants us to do is to trust him. Look, the fervent prayer, the effectual,
mm-hmm.
fervent prayer of a righteous person always will get an answer from God.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all hearing me? Mm-hmm. Let's look at something here. I want to go a little further. Look what I see here. In James chapter 5, verse 16, what is it?
Confess your sins to each other and pray. Now
that's the New Living Testament. Go ahead.
And pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power.
Has great power.
And produces wonderful results.
And produces wonderful results. Verse 17.
Elijah was as human as we are.
He shows a human.
And yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years.
3.5 years, no rain came. Verse 18.
Then, when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain, and the earth began to yield its crop.
Why? Because he prayed. Are y'all hearing me tonight? You are somebody special to God.
Mm-hmm.
Never doubt your prayers. Never doubt your God. Always believe that God is who you say he is. Look what it says in 1 Kings 18, verse 45, 46. What is it?
Things happen fast. The sky was black with wind-driven clouds, and then a huge cloud burst of rain. With Ahab had hightailing it in his chariot for Jezreel.
I want y'all to know something. God would, look, honey, look. It happened fast. Uh-huh. Things happen fast. God can do it fast. I'm talking to someone tonight. Before tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. you can look for a blessing. Honey, it happens to me all the time.
Amen.
I just can't. But look, honey, I want the whole world to know. The way God blessing you and I, things just happen.
Yes.
Because you know what? We got this thing. We don't do unto others like they do us.
Mm-hmm.
We treat people the way we want to be treated.
Exactly.
Did y'all hear that? We don't do people the way they do us.
No.
And see, God says, do unto others and you will have them do unto you.
Amen.
And God will open windows and say, honey, is God not blessing us?
Yes.
I know you're grinning, but I don't know. I think you're winning. When I say you're grinning, you're winning.
Yeah, no.
But,
I was thinking about that lady, boy. I
wanted
to tell her I'm so bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, no.
Yeah, Amen. Hey, you
want
me to borrow that money?
No, man. I want
to. And then come back and pay.
Then I saw $100 over.
But it's okay.
But I wanted to call out, but we don't do that. We just trust God.
Two wrongs don't make no right.
We don't ever treat people the way they treat us. We just keep moving.
I don't
we
treat people.
God. And things happen. That's why. Deal,
that's what God keeps blessing us. Look what Luke chapter number 12, verse 54 said. What is it?
Then he turned to the crowd. When you see clouds coming in from the west, you say storms coming. And you're right.
Say you're right. Jesus said, you see, you can tell the signs of the sky. You can't tell if you're doing what's right that God gonna bless you. You got more confidence in your human understanding
mm-hmm.
of natural things than you do God. Look what it says in Joshua chapter 6, verse 15.
On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn and marched around the town as they had done before. But this time, they went around the town seven times.
Seven times. What did Elijah tell his servant? Go back seven more times?
Go back seven more times.
Sometimes you got to keep repeating. Listen, Saints, we really got to go. The clock is telling us that our time is about out. I love it all. I really do. Let me just give my wife, give you the info information, how you can contact us. Amen. By when we leave. But you can always contact us. Take a listen.
Praise the Lord. My name is
Evangelist
Shirley Jones. I'm the Evangelist. And although you may not hear us on the radio, you can always find our broadcast both live and archived at livestream.com/TJSM509 or blogtalkradio.com/TJSM. Again, you can find our broadcast, both live and archived, on the internet at livestream.com/TJSM509 or blogtalkradio.com/TJSM. God bless.
Well, we got to go, Saints. And I hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. We over here in Greenville. We're going out to Belleville, but we'll stay here in the office about 10 minutes if you want to call us. And then we're going to hightail it back out to Belleville. God's good. Honey, you got something to say before we leave?
Have a blessed night. And just remember that the festival of
sovereign
prayer of a righteous man, God
answers. He answers it. All right. I want to know. I want you to be able to give me a testimony. Apostle Starks, Evangelist Starks, y'all told us the truth.
Amen.
I trust God, and God did a miracle.
Amen.
Take care until the next broadcast. I want you to know I love you, and God does too. I'll see you tomorrow in Jesus' name. By the grace of God.
I gave it up to Jesus, and I stopped worrying about it. I gave
I'm sick.
They not changing. Remember they had made it their date.